B'shus Yedid Nafshi, the Mardasar, the Goldberg. And I want to echo his thanks to everyone for coming this morning for the first of many, many more of these opportunities to learn. And I also want to thank, in addition to the Beim, the Bachem, the base managers doesn't typically look like this. We have tables, we have Svarim. It looks neat, but it's somewhat messy. But last night they were working very, very hard under the leadership of Rabbi Shabtai and Shmuel Gantra, helping out, moving the tables, bringing the chairs in to make it look very nice to welcome all of you. So we hope, again, this is the first of many times to learn together. So I want to speak a bit about the parsha and the birth of Yaakov and Esav, but really the deaths of Yaakov and Esav and how it connects to Hanukkah. I don't know how many of you daven Nusach Sfard, but I was able to pull Rabbi Rosenfeld. He daven Nusach Sfard, apparently. So he has a... Shlomi too, he's Sfardi. But if you look at a Nusach Sfard Siddur in Musaf Rosh Chodesh this morning, we daven. So we don't have this in the Ashkenaz Siddur, but the Nusach Sfard does have this. When it comes to bracha in Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Ata Hashem Mikadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. So on the bottom here, they have 12 different serufei, 12 different permutations of how to spell Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are different ways, Hey Vav Hey Yud, and each month has a different permutation. So what's Kislev? So Kislev, it's brought down here, is a pasuk Vayar Yoshev Ha'aret Kanani. The Rashi Tevos are Vav Yud Hey Hey. What are the permutations of Yud Kei Vav Kei? But the importance and significance of this pasuk, B'nai Sascha writes, is it's in the context of Yaakov Avinu's death. It says this pasuk when Yaakov Avinu died, and the B'nai Sascha writes that we have a Masorah, that Yaakov Avinu died on the first day of Sukkot, and then there were 90 days of the mummification and the whole process, because it's by Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, he went to Sukkot, but he also died in Sukkot, and there are 90 days from Sukkot until he was finally buried in Ras Machpelah. If you do the math, the 15th of Tishrei, 30 days, 15th of Cheshvan, another 30 days takes you 15th of Kislev, plus 10 more days, that's 70 days, and it's 90, 70 days, 30, 10, that ends up Chavhei, the 25th of Kislev. That's when Yaakov Avinu was buried in Ras Machpelah, 70 days after he died from the first day of Sukkot. Now, based on this, Chassam Sofer writes, that's why there's a inyan not to have a day of Simcha and Chanukah, the day of Halal Hodah, but it's not a day of Sasson v'Simcha, because Lamaisa, we buried Yaakov Avinu on the first day of Chanukah. So there's no Simcha, there's a bit of a velus that takes place on Chanukah. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Fascinating. So if that's the case, that means we know what happened the day at the burial of the Kfur of Yaakov Avinu. Famously, there's a big fight at Maras Machpelah. Who is going to be buried there? We're told that it's a place called Kiryas Arba. There were four zugos, four couples that were going to be buried at Maras Machpelah. So Esav had a whole fight. Esav was still alive at the time, and he did the math. He said, wait a second, this is for me, not for my brother Yaakov. I have the rights to this. Why are you burying Yaakov here? This is my kever. So there's a whole fight going on. Chushim ben Dan, who couldn't hear, was trying to figure out what was going on. And next thing you know, he knocks Esav over the head, and they're two gersos. Either Esav's head fell over and was buried in Maras Machpelah, or his eyes popped out and were buried in Maras Machpelah. The Gemara in Sota says that his eyes fell out. His eyes fell out. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, his head fell out. Either way, what comes out is Esav died on the first day of Chanukah. And he was buried the same day that Yaakov was buried. So the question is, why was Esav Zocha to be buried in Ras Machpelah? Number two, why his head or eyes of any part of his body? And thirdly, why Dafka and Chanukah? So that's the question, or the questions. So the two Mahalchim that are found in the Mefarshim. The first one is Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok writes that Rei Meir, as the Gemara tells in Gittin, came from Neron Kezar, one of the Caesars who was a descendant of Esa from Edom. So one of the Bnei Banav of Nir HaKesar was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir came from Gerim, and he was ultimately from Esav. So Rabbi Meir, in essence, was the zechus of Esav being buried. It turned out to be, that was Rabbi Meir. That was the zechus that Esav had, Rabbi Meir. Why Rabbi Meir? So Tzadok writes that Rabbi Meir is really the moshel of Torah Shebaal Peh. He is the Rosh, his head, of the learning of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Rabbi Meir. Estam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. We always pass in like Rabbi Meir. So because Rabbi Meir would ultimately come from Esav, and he was the Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Moach, the brain, the head. So that reason Esav was Zoche to be buried in Ma'as Machpelah. That's the idea. And based on this, similar to what Rabbi Goldberg was saying, so Rav Moshe Wolfson explains that Hanukkah, of course, is a celebration of the Torah Shabbat Peh versus the challenges of the secular world and the philosophical world of Yavan. So that's why we have this battle on Hanukkah. There were a mayor who stood for Torah Shabbat Peh. He was that pillar of Torah Shabbat Peh, stood up against the darkness, the choshech of Yavan. And that's why he explains as well, Rav Moshe Wolfson, that we light, according to Rav Goldberg, was saying, ideally under 10 tefachim, and ideally outside, because the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a place of darkness, which represents a place of Tumah, a place of Yavan. And 10 tefachim low is the Shechina doesn't go below 10 tefachim, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us. So whenever there's darkness, whenever there's emptiness, that's where the Chanukah licht has to be lit, because that's Rabbi Meir, right? Meir represents the or of the Torah. The or of the Torah, the or of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's the inin, why Esav's head was Zocha to be buried in this place. Now, the Or Ganez, which is the title of the Shir, so Or Ganez, one would imagine Or Ganez refers to the secrets, the sodos of the Torah, Kabbalah, let's say. But the Bnei Yisachar says that the Or Ganez is actually referring to Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, the Gemara tells us, the Chazal tell us, that the Or Ganez was revealed in the beginning of the world, the creation of the world, for 36 hours, and then it was hidden for the Tzaddikim. Lamed Vav hours. Why Lamed Vav? That corresponds to, we have 36 Masechtas of the Talmud Bavli. Torah Shabbat Peh, there are 36 Masechtas. And we light 36 candles throughout Hanukkah, not including the Shamash. First night's 1 to 8. Quick math, that's 36 candles. We light 36 candles, connected to 36 hours of the Or Ganez that was available, connected to 36 Gemaras, Masechtas that we have. And that's what the word Kislev means. The Lamed Vav at the end, Kislev, the case, Lamed Vav, the concealment, the hiding of the Lamed Vav, Kislev is revealing, exposing those 36 hours, those 36 Masechtas. And that's the Torah Shabbat Peh of Rabbi Meir. That's the celebration of Rabbi Meir, that's the celebration of Hanukkah, it's a celebration of the Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's the reason why the head of Esav was buried in Ma'as Machpelah. That's one approach. There's a second approach, and the two of them actually go well with each other. The second approach is going on why Rabbi Meir's eyes were zocha to be buried in Esav's eyes were zocha to be buried in Ma'as Machpelah. So the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tes Vavim Beis, tells us a fascinating ma'isa, that one time Rabba Bar Shila was zocha to Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi. And he asked Eliyahu an interesting question. He says, Amar Lei, Mai Ka'ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing at this very moment? What's he doing now? So Amar Lei, Eliyahu responds, Kamar Shmaisa Mipumayu Dechul Rabban. He's quoting all the great rabbis. However, Mipuma the Rabbi Meir Lo Kamar, he's not quoting Rabbi Meir. Amar Lei, Mai, Amai. Rabbi Bar Shila asks why he's not quoting Rabbi Meir. Mishum the Kamar Shmaisa Mipuma de Acher. Because his Rebbe was Acher, his Rebbe was a Lisha ben Avuya, Acher went up the Derech, and therefore the Torah of Rabbi Meir was somehow contaminated, it was tainted, and he can't quote him. So what does he respond back to Eliyahu? Amar Lei, Amai, why is that the case, Rabbi Meir? Rimon Matzah, he found the pomegranate, the Rimon. Tocho Achel, he ate the inside. Uklibasa Zarek, like when you eat a pomegranate, the outside, you peel away the outside, and then you eat the inside seeds. So Rabbi Meir was able to dissect and divorce between the good and the bad. So yes, Acher had his issues, obviously, but he was able to pull away the chiyus, find the life, the tov of Acher. So then Eliyahu responds, Amar Lei, Hashta Kamar Meir Bni Omer. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beginning to quote even the Torahs of Rabbi Meir. So what's this mashal, the Rimon Matzah Tocha Achel Klipas Zarek? So Rizal says an amazing thing. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga, that sugi of the Pardes and Elisha ben Avuya and the four tzaddikim walked in. So what was that distracted Acher? What tricked him? So Gemara tells us that there was a matatron, there was some malach that was given certain rights to give punishment. And Acher thought that meant there were two gods in the world and it sent him off the derech. The matatron. The matatron was punished, the Gemara says, for doing this. So Meir writes, Ariza writes that the Metatron, if you look at the word Metatron, take the outside letters of Metatron, the first letters of Mem, and the last letters are Resh, Vav, Nun, those are letters of Rimon, and the middle letters are Tes, Tes. Again, Metatron is Mem, Tes, Tes, Resh, Vav, Nun. Take the Klipa, the outside letters, peel them away. The first Mem, and the last Resh, Vav, Nun, that's Rimon, remove that Klipa, and the inside, the Tocho, is Tes, Tes, which is Gematria 18 Chai. Rav Meir was able to dissect the klipa on the outside and pull aside the inside, the toch, the chias, of every single person. That was the essence of Rav Meir. To bring the light, Rabbi Meir, Meir means to bring a light. Nehora is the other name he has, also means light in Aramaic. He had the ability to find the greatness in every single person. That's what it means, the rimon. I saw in a sefer called Bris Olam, he says, that's why Rosh Hashanah, we're judged, the Mishnah says, Kibnei Maron, we're judged like people walking like a sheep. Maron, the same letters as Rimon. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not looking on the outside what we've done wrong, but he's looking at the Tov that's on the inside. That was the Indian Rav Meir. He had these eyes, the eyes to see, like Michelangelo, the eyes to see more than anyone else could be able to see. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai also has this Indian as well, not for now, but just who's buried in a place called Meron, which also have the same letters as Rimon, but he had Rabbi Shimon Yochai, also the Chiyas, to see the Chiyas inside every single person. Those are the special eyes that Rabbi Meir actually had. Now, Rabbi Meir, we're not exactly sure when his yahrzeit is, but the Masorah we do have is that many hold it was Pesach Sheni. Why Dafka Pesach Sheni? Because that's when those who are Tamei or Derech Rechoka did not have a chance for the Pesach Rishon, giving them a second chance. Rabbi Meir is always giving people second chances. He was able to see beyond the outside, and that was his inyan. And for that reason, the eyes of Rabbi Meir, of Asa rather, Rezocha, to be buried in Ras Machpelah, because the eyes that Rabbi Meir had. So they're both true, Elov Elu. Both his head and eyes were buried there. His head, because Rabbi Meir's head of Torah Shebaal Peh, and the eyes of Esav, because the eyes that Rabbi Meir had to see every single person, the greatness. And it comes to Chanukah, of course. Chanukah seeing the light of every single person. The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Kefela Harimon Rakaseich, like a rimon. And the Targum there says, what's a rimon? Umalchus Beis Chashmonoi, Kulin Mullin Pukudai Kirimona. All the Chashmonaim were full of mitzvahs, like the seeds, like the pits of a rimon. We have this connection again of rimon to Chashmonaim to Chanukah, the ability to see the chias, to see the essence, the toch of every single person. And that's the essence of Rav Meir, that's the essence of Chanukah. And the truth is, these are not two different things, the Torah Shebaal Peh of Rav Meir and the ability to see people and the chias of everyone, not two different things. I shared with the Bachim at the beginning of the year, a beautiful Yidah Kadosh. Yidah Kadosh says everything in the world is measurable. You can measure how much something weighs. You can put it on a scale. You can measure how long something is. Take out a ruler. You can measure volume. You can measure so many different things. But how do you measure one's achievements in Torah? How do you measure someone's accomplishments in Avodas Hashem? How do you know if your chesed is true and your Torah is good and your davening is good? How do you know the whole package? What's the measure? What's the shear? So Yidah Kadosh says that if your Avas Yisrael is increasing with your learning, with your davening, that is the litmus test that you're doing a good thing. That's a litmus test that your Avodas Hashem is on par. If your Avas Yisrael is not increasing, if your love for another Jew is not increasing, along with your Torah learning, along with your chesed, along with your tefillah, that means you're not doing the right thing. There's some tweak that needs to be done. But these two elements of the Torah Shebaal Peh and the Avos Yisrael, the ability to see every Jew as being special, the two go hand in hand. With the increased Limud HaTorah, the increased Torah Shebaal Peh, the increase of the 36 Masechtas, along with that we'll have an increase of the Avos Yisrael, the love for every single Jew, to see beyond a person's outside, to see their inside, to see their heart, to see their neshama. So finish off with the Maisa. I see a few of you from the afternoon call. I shared this Maisa yesterday. I forgot one important line, so I'm going to repeat it for you guys and repeat it for those who were not here yesterday in the afternoon kola. There's a ma'aseh of Rav Aryeh Levin. Rav Levin, of course, was an incredible tzaddik. And there's once a boy in his neighborhood. He lived in a very religious neighborhood, a very religious community. And there's a boy who was slowly going off the derech. Started dressing differently. And eventually stopped wearing tzitzis. And eventually stopped wearing a yarmulke. Rav Aryeh Levin very much wanted to shmooze with the boy. And every time he saw the boy would run to the other side of the street. One time, Rav Aryeh Levin's walking down the block, and he turns a corner, and he bumps right into the boy. And at that point, the boy couldn't run away. So Rabbi Levine says to him, you know, I've been looking for you. And he says back, well, I've been avoiding you. Rabbi Levine felt very bad, like, did I do something wrong? Did I insult you? Did I offend you? He said, Rabbi, look at me. I look very different. I don't have tzitzis. I don't have a yarmulke. I'm very different than everybody else here. And his response was, listen, Rabbi Levine says, I'm a very short man. I can't see what's on your head. I can only see what's inside your heart. And that's the koach of Rabbi Meir. To see those eyes, to see inside a person. To find that rimon, to zarek klipa, to throw out the klipas, and to tocha achon, to eat the inside, to find the essence of every single person. That's the celebration of Chanukah. Rabbi Goldberg says that's what chinuch is, to bring out the best of every single person. And that's the koach of hand in hand with the yeshiva, with the limud Torah, with the Torah Shabbat Peh, along with the Av Yisrael. These two is what's going to bring the eventual light, the Or Mashiach, with the Gula Shem of Bahamitas. Now it's a great pleasure to introduce our Rosh Kollel, Rabbi Rosenfeld.